Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. We begin teaching the life-changing book, Two Chairs, by Bob Bodine on January 2nd. Our plan, at least at the moment, it's complete the teaching on Tuesday, January 15th. If you miss any of the Rich Thoughts for Breakfast calls on Two Chairs, go to haroldherring.com and check out the podcast for the series. Today, we're going to discuss Chapter 7, which is Step Number 5, Strong and Courageous. The obstacles that life continues to throw at us aren't remedied by the latest gadgets and a James Bond movie or any of the superhero movies from Marvel or DC Comics. It's going to take real strength and courage to face head-on the difficulties we encounter while traveling on our journey through life. But wouldn't God have a simple answer that's better than anything we could dream of? Yes, He does. In fact, God reveals His answers when we seek through relationship, a deeper relationship with Him. Life may never seem to get easier, but the good news is we can know God more today than we did yesterday and more tomorrow than today. When we do, He'll transmit to us more strength and courage than we could ever imagine because His supply is limitless.
Hallelujah.
Now that comes nothing that comes before you, be able to stand against you.
As it says in Joshua 1, verse 5, Joshua 1, 5 in the New Living Translation, no one will be able to stand against you as long as you live. For I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will not fail you or abandon you. First, in God's eyes, He sees no one capable of having dominion over you. Think about that. Let it soak in for a minute. God does not see anyone who has the ability of having authority or dominion over you.
Maybe you need to say that again.
God does not see anyone who has the ability of having authority or dominion over you. Now, let me say it this way. That would be through God. Second, this promise is not only good for the immediate future, but as far as God is concerned, this promise is good for as long as you live. Third, God backs up His statement by promising to always be there to back you up. In Psalm 139, verse 1 in the Message Bible, it says, God, investigate my life. Get all the facts firsthand. I'm an open book to you. Even from a distance, you know what I'm thinking. You know when I leave and when I get back. I'm never out of your sight. You know everything I'm going to say before I start the first sentence. I look behind me and you're there. Then up ahead and you're there too. Your reassuring presence coming and going. This is too much, too wonderful. I can't take it all in.
That's a fabulous scripture.
It is. When we're submitted unto God, He will direct our path and then no one can have dominion over us, even though it may look like it. Do you remember a boss or a misunderstanding or anything that God has delivered you from? Well, listen, if He delivered you before, He can surely do it again. He has a grip on you. As it says in Isaiah 41, verse 8 in the Message Bible, don't panic, I'm with you. There's no need to fear, for I'm your God. I'll give you strength, I'll help you, I'll hold you steady, keep a firm grip on you. Now, get ready for Joshua 1, verse 6, Joshua 1, 6 in the New Living Translation. Be strong and courageous, for you are the one who will lead these people to possess all the land I swore to their ancestors I would give them. When God's called us to do something, He will see it through.
According to Strong's Concordance, honey, the Hebrew word for courage, H5530, means to be strong, alert, courageous, brave, stout, bold, solid, hard. to be determined to make oneself alert, strengthen oneself, confirm oneself, persist in, prove superior to. Wow. In the King James Version of Joshua 1:6, it says courage instead of courageous. But that same word, honey, is in Joshua 1:7. Joshua 1:7 in the Living Bible.
That's right. You need only to be strong and courageous and obey to the letter every law Moses gave you. For if you are careful to obey every one of them, you will be successful in everything you do. Once again, that same Hebrew word is found in Joshua 1:9 in the Classic Amplified Bible, which says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong, vigorous, and very courageous. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go."
Strength is a component of courage, but courage is not necessarily a part of strength. Let me say it another way. Courage means having the strength to do something despite being afraid. How do you become courageous? Same way you become strong. By reading, speaking, and acting on the Word of God. It's great to have physical muscles, but building spiritual muscles makes us winners in every arena. When we become totally committed to trusting and living from God's Word, there won't be anything or anyone who can keep you quiet about it.
Hallelujah.
People don't like strength as much as they like courage to do something with what they got. Where can you find courage and strength? Perfect place to start? In two chairs. Moving into your promised land means you might have to fight some giants, but you're not alone. Can somebody say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
You may have to fight some battles as you take possession of your promised land, but you're not fighting alone. And you have the commanding general waiting to give you instructions while you're sitting in your two chairs.
God wants us to understand that he has our back, and nothing, did you hear me? Nothing we can do can change how he feels about us. The more time we spend with him in the two chairs, the more we listen to him, the more confident we will be that life's battles aren't ours to fight, but his, and he will give us the direction for them. In 2 Chronicles 20, verse 15, in the New Living Translation, it says, "He said, listen, all you people of Judah and Jerusalem, listen, King Jehoshaphat. This is what the Lord says. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged by this mighty army, for the battle is not yours, but God's."
There are several great things to remember about two chairs. First, God is waiting for you. Second, he knows your name.
Hallelujah.
Third, he wants to give you wisdom, understanding, knowledge, ideas, directions, instructions, and his favor. Fourth, when anybody asks him about you, he tells them that you're his. Wow. Fifth, when you have a setback in life, God is waiting in the chairs to help you make your comeback. And once again, can somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Sometimes when we're in trouble, things are going to get worse before they get better. That's when we need help. We can't do it alone because our human strength and courage are insufficient. But listen to the Classic Amplified Version of Philippians 4:13. You're going to love it. Philippians 4:13 in the Amplified says, "I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me." Listen, I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency.
Honey, we can take great comfort in knowing that God knows this and has promised to walk us through whatever we're facing.
That's it.
Now, I know we've all tried things our way. I know firsthand what it feels like to hear Dr. Field's line year after year, "How's that working for you?" The answer is generally, not well. We have to learn how to submit to God, allowing his strength and courage to be transmitted to us in two chairs. As we spend time each day in two chairs, we will feel our environment begin to change. Can people change the atmosphere of a room by just walking into it? It's as if they're wearing a covering around them that projects strength and courage. When you're in their presence, it's impossible not to feel it. Anyone who's met a president of the United States, I've been blessed to meet four of them. A military general, I traveled for 2 years off and on with a four-star general who was a Congressional Medal of Honor recipient. A Hollywood star, a big-time athlete. Anyone who's been in the company of any of those folks has experienced the feeling of someone who has a great personal, charismatic presence. But their personal environment pales in comparison to the one that is available to us each morning as God's son or daughter. As we end today's call, we want to do a recap. Life troubles don't always immediately get better. There will be setbacks and detours along the way. But God wants to remind us daily, of four things.
First, we belong to Him, and He could not be more proud.
Second, His strength and courage are transmitted to us at two chairs, dramatically changing our personal environment.
Hallelujah. Third, He is with us wherever we go, and we've got lots of scripture to back all
this
up.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Fourth, He's on our side, and that guarantees us the victory.
Hallelujah. Let's look at Joshua 1, verse 7 one more time. This is in the New Century Version. It says, be strong and brave. Be sure to obey all the teachings my servant Moses gave you. If you follow them exactly, you will be successful in everything you do. This is following the word of God.
See, God doesn't want you successful in some things. He wants you successful in everything. Hey, I like personalizing the last part of Joshua 1:7. You can do it like this. If Larry follows them exactly, Larry will be successful in everything he does. If Gina follows them exactly, Gina will be successful in everything she does. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm. Personalize that for you. Write it out where you can look at it. See it. Now, think about this. God gives us strength, courage, and success. And most of all, 24/7 access to His presence.
We carry Him with us.
Everywhere we go. Hallelujah. 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 Well, if you've been blessed with this teaching, go to Herald here. Oh, I almost forgot, huh?
What?
I almost forgot. We love you.
Yes, we do.
It just bubbled up in me.
And we appreciate you.
Yes, we do.
We hope that this has been just the greatest way ever to start your 2019.
Yes, we do. And if you've been blessed, go to heraldherring.com at the top where it says, so we'll see. Just ask God what seed He'd have you sow. Do what He says.
That's all we ever ask.
That's it. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
As we said, we love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.